What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now to Paris we go next, and it's another action-packed day of the Paralympics in France as Team Ireland contend throughout the day. The sporting day fired off today in archery with Kerry Leonard, who unfortunately missed out by just 5 points, but we're still hopeful for Team Ireland. We're joined by Aisling O'Reilly of Off the Ball on the exciting sporting events that we can expect today and throughout the weekend. And Aisling is actually in Paris for Off the Ball. Aisling, firstly, before we find out what's on today, what is the atmosphere like in Paris around the Paralympics?
Hi, Adrian. Yeah, it's been absolutely brilliant. There's a great excitement here. Obviously, getting out to the opening ceremony was really eye-opening just to see all of the athletes paraded around and the music from the different countries. It was incredible to see a lot of celebrities and that hanging around too. Yesterday, we saw former Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp was here. He's here supporting his friend, which was brilliant to see. His friend is actually, Wojtek says, so he was a former professional footballer who sustained an injury at 21 years of age. And he left his leg to be amputated at the knee. And he's always became close with Jurgen Klopp, and they've had built a great friendship. So he was here yesterday, and he was at the Paris Women last night as well. And out of all the seats he could have sat in, he was right beside all the Irish contingent. So there's many selfies going around with all the Irish over here and Jurgen Klopp. So it's been brilliant, and it kicked off yesterday, and we're into day two now. So hopefully, fingers crossed for some medals.
Okay, so let's recap on yesterday, Aisling. And swimming was one of the events we were involved in yesterday.
Yes, women was the big one yesterday. So we had Nicole Turner. She finished sixth in the 50-metre freestyle final. Dervla Brady as well was fifth in her heat. So she was 10th overall. So unfortunately, she didn't make the final, but it is her debut at the Paralympics and she got a PB. So it was brilliant for her. And then last night as well, we had Roisin Urian, who made the final of the 100-metre butterfly. She swam a time of 106.04. So it was faster than her heat. And she was 0.21 seconds away from a medal. I thought she had it. She was so close. I spoke to her after. She was in great form. She didn't feel like fourth was in any way, you know, disappointing. And she was happy for her first swim, because she is going to be back in the water again throughout the week. So she was delighted. We also had the paracycling as well at the velodrome. Rachel Timothy was seventh in the 3000 meters women's individual pursuit. She got a PB. And you had Damien Vereker and Mitchell McLaughlin as well, seventh in the 4000 meters. Another PB there. And Martin Gordon and Owen Mullen were 12th in the 4000 meter individual pursuit. So there was loads going on, and so much more today as well.
Okay, so let's look at today and tomorrow. I mentioned in the introduction that in archery, Kerry Leonard missed out by just 5 points.
Yeah, just 5 points. And she was up against Zhimin Zhu of China, who was a formidable opponent. So when we saw that Kerry had got ranked against her in the eliminating round, we knew it was going to be tough for her, and it was just 5 points in the end. Kerry shot a 135 and China's Zhimin Zhu scored a 140. So unfortunately, that was just 5 points she lost by there. Then the rowing, we had Katie O'Brien and Tiernan O'Donnell in the double sculls heat. So it was actually rained off this morning. It's a really rainy, tundery day here in Paris, which meant there was a bit of a delay to the racing, but they got back out on the water a little later than planned. They finished fourth in their heat, which means they'll go through now to the repechage, which will give them another chance, which will be great, because the amount of support they have, and they're incredible. If anyone wants to look up on social media, I think it's up on Off the Ball. It's up on Paralympics Ireland. They have a song and stuff that has been made for them. It's incredible to see the amount of support out the rowing for them. So we will see them back in action in the repechage. And then in the swimming, Ellen Keane, everyone knows Ellen very well at this point. She is at her fifth Paralympic Games. She has told us she's going to retire after this Games. She is out to retain her 100-meter breaststroke she is the champion. She's out to retain that title, and she got through in the heat this morning. She booked her place in that final. She was joined first. So the final tonight is at 7:19 p.m. for people to tune into that one. And before that tonight as well, we've Roisin Nguyen at 6:51 p.m. in the backstroke final. We've cycling going on at the minute. There's loads to look forward to there. And tonight as well in the athletics, Greta Strumakita is in the 1,500 meters heat. So yeah, hopefully Greta can go well. She's a brilliant athlete. I've got to sit down with her quite a number of times now, and she can't wait to take to the track.
Let's look ahead then, Aisling, to tomorrow and the rest of the weekend. What are the key events that we need to be looking out for?
I think probably for Saturday, it's definitely the cycling at the Velodrome. We've heard so much about Ronan Grimes. He did really well today qualifying. He's back out in the 4,000 metre individual pursuit. So that's at 10:14 a.m. Richard Timothy is actually out at 9 a.m. before that as well. And then if they do make it through, their final will be that afternoon. So that's a big one. As I mentioned with the repechage, with the rowing for Katie O'Brien and Tiernan O'Donnell, they'll be out in that at 9:50 a.m. And then on Sunday as well, we've the triathlon, more cycling. And one of the big ones that I'm really excited for, Adrian, is the table tennis. We're not often represented in table tennis, and Colin George is doing a fine job at that. So he's going to be in action at 5:30 p.m. It's his second Paralympic Games. He was Team Ireland's flag bearer for the opening ceremony along with Orla Comerford. He won bronze medals at the European Championships, the French Open as well in 2023. And Colin was born with one arm and no legs. And all his table tennis rivals here at Paris, they will have two arms. So it's an incredibly difficult task for him. But he has not let that stop him. He's changed up his game to suit the way he has to play because of that. He's such an inspiration. He went to the London Paralympic Games back in 2012 with his dad, and he knew then that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to compete in the sport that he loves on the biggest stage, and we're all rooting for Colin.
That's
so,
fantastic story,
crossed.
Yeah. Fantastic story. The Paralympics this year, Ireland has 35 athletes competing over the 10 days. What are our main medal hopes? We know that back in Tokyo, we won 4 gold, 2 silver and 1 bronze. What are our medal hopes, Aisling?
I definitely think tonight in the swimming will be the first big ones. Fingers crossed. Don't want to tempt fate, but Roisin Nguyen, she is out tonight in a straight final of the backstroke in her strongest stroke. So that is something that we'll be definitely looking to hopefully get a medal in. And of course, Ellen Keane as well. She, as I mentioned, is the reigning champion. So hopefully tonight that she can win a medal there, whatever colour it is, would be amazing for her. And the story and all that she has had in her fifth games would be incredible. I think Ronan Grimes in the cycling, he's just had a really, really good year. He's been in great form. So I think we need to look out for Ronan. And I'm fingers crossed for Colin as well. It's so hard to call. You don't want to put any pressure on anyone, but hopefully. And of course, sorry, I didn't even mention the cycling as well. Katie George Dunleavy, of course, we know all about Katie George and her pilot, Josephine Heelan. She's been in brilliant form and she's done it time and time again. So hopefully she can do it again at this Games.
And for anybody who hasn't touched in and watched any of the coverage, there's very extensive coverage across all media here in Ireland, and well worth watching. It really is well worth watching. Aisling, thank you very much indeed for joining us, and enjoy the weekend of sport in Paris.
Thanks so much, Adrian.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.